A couple of days before 2024 ended, I realized I was going into the next year without having finished the game. Again. To be fair, I did work on a college search for the whole year, so it's not like I decided to just be lazy, but I still would have wanted to finish the year with a game published. So, I decided I was going to make a game in just 7 days. I'm not very good at math. I was looking at my Steam library when I saw my copy of A Short Hike. I haven't gotten around to playing it yet, but I always end up thinking about it somehow. Then, while scrolling through Twitter, I found this little guy. It reminded me a lot of the character design of A Short Hike, but with the visual style of something like Dewdrop Dynasty. A bit after that, I saw this, and my friend went, either you make a survival game or you die. But how do I make one in just 7 days? I don't know. I'll just do it. On day one, I was pure determination. I wanted to make a small game, and I had big ideas. At first, I thought about making a sandbox top-down game with a crafting mechanic, different status effects, an emotion system that affects how you play the game, a thirst, hunger, and sanity bar, a day-night cycle, a weather system, and dynamic music. That was scope creep. I was thinking about a full game with a world that, although small, it still worked as a single open zone. That's hard, and way too much for the time I had and my experience finishing a game. So, I decided to stick with what I already know for the basics. I ended up working on an atmospheric platformer with survival elements, plus some Metroidvania inspiration, cause what kind of indie dev would I be without them? So, after day one, the gameplay loop was already designed, alongside most of the visual assets and some music, and I had a little guy moving around. Fun stuff! During day two, I just kept on working on stuff I knew I could get done pretty fast. I added hunger, health and sanity, a day-night cycle, a camera, ladders, which I had never done and turned out to be way more complicated than expected down the line. I'm sure you'll find tons of bugs with them. I also decided a name for the game, Pimpo the Survivor, and I made HUD change colors when changing biomes. I wanted to start working on something game feel related right away, cause that's one of the most important parts of video games for me. Speaking of which, on day 3, I decided I wanted the game to feel awful, but not like awful awful. I didn't want to make a bad game, but I think there's some sort of charm in a game that plays just a little bit wonky, especially in survival games. I decided I didn't want the player to feel fast and didn't want them to have any sort of help when jumping. No jump buffer, no coyote time, not even variable jump height. These things are pretty important to make games feel good to play, especially for platformers. I mean, these are the first things I tried my best to get right when developing my main project, Lightbrush. They make the game feel fun and fair. I didn't want that for Pimpo here. Other than deciding I wanted Pimpo to suffer, I added water, implemented the music into the game, added a day counter so you can try to survive as many days as you can or complete the game in as few days as possible, and I drew some food sprites for the next day. I also played a lot of Metaphor of Fantasio that day, so that's why I rarely got anything done. For day 4, I kind of cheated, I think? Maybe? I don't know. I took a 3-day break because of the new year, so I feel like I didn't actually make the game in a week, even though I didn't work at all during those 3 days. Anyways, I decided to give Pimpo some food. Most of it will randomly found in fixed locations, although some will always be in certain places, like on top of this house, which you can't get to at the start. I only did that to piss you off. Possible foods include a chocolate bar, meat, gnocchi. I don't know how do you say that in English? Wait. Gnocchis and English. How do you pronounce this?
G-N-O-C-C-H-I-S.
What? Gino. G-N-O-C-C. G-N-O-C-C-H-I-S. Okay, thanks. Possible foods include a chocolate bar, meat, G-N-O-C-C-H-I-S, and a salad. Whenever your hunger is full, you'll pick up any food you come across instead of eating it right away. They all restore different food values, so it might be helpful saving them for later. I also added an inventory slot for keys and some locked doors to open with them. So day 5 was fun and messy. I think most bugs will come from this day. First, I said I wanted a crafting system because I wanted some sort of progression, but since that would have been a bit complex for this project, I ended up adding a power-up that gives you an extra jump. So I had to expand the world to make those jumps mean something, adding more places where multiple jumps could lead you to something new. And that led to backtracking and secret areas and fall damage and secret items and somehow a secret ending. If I'm not polishing the game that much, then I should add some replay value, right? Right? Day 5 was a lot of content that got finished on day 6. I finished building the world, gave the sanity system a purpose, actually implemented the two different endings, and added a cutscene for the introduction. It may sound like it isn't much, but actually the game was practically done after day 6. All that was left was... The final day, all I did was fix bugs. Pretty boring, but kind of necessary. There are some bugs left that I know exist, but honestly, I'm too lazy to deal with them. I also realized I forgot to add sounds to the game and just realized they were missing once I started working on the trailer, so I went back to add them. Speaking of the trailer, on day 2, I decided it would be fun to count the recording and editing of it as part of the 7-day time limit, so I was pretty stressed at the end because I had never worked on one before, and since the game is so small and simple, I didn't have much footage variety for it. In the end, I'm actually pretty happy with how it turned out, considering I made it in a day for a really simple game. So, having finished the game, I can say that I'm quite proud of myself. It's nothing amazing or mind-blowing. It probably won't be anyone's favorite game, but as long as one person enjoys it, I'll be pretty happy. Actually, a couple of days after finishing the development, I started my college internship and showed the game to some of my friends while we were there. I approached it as live play testing so I could find more bugs, issues, and just see if players would act the way I wanted them to act with certain design choices I made, and I'm happy to say they definitely did. They got lost where I wanted them to get lost, they took damage where I wanted them to take damage, and they complained where I wanted them to complain. They also had to play the game more than once because in their first run they weren't used to the world yet. Once you understand the basic mechanics and have died like once, the game becomes really easy, especially if you know the world layout, but that's the experience I was aiming for. So I'm glad it works. None of them got the secret ending, so I'm hoping some of you do. I did work on the game once after the initial 7 days to fix a pretty important bug that wouldn't kill you under certain circumstances when you should have died, and to add this little tutorial at the start of the game, but I swear that's all I did. So that's about it. You can find the game on itch.io for free by searching Pimpo the Survivor, or just by using the link in the description. Give it a try and tell me what you think about it. Do you like it, or do you hate it and think that I should never touch a game engine again? I'll be reading you in the comments. Thank you for watching. Bye bye.